It is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. And yes, our kind of boring weather continues. Good morning, Pat.
You're right. But that's good. It gives me a little time to do other things around the Weather Center, like say goodbye to the summer clients and hello to the winter clients.
That's right.
Right? Goodbye, Mets. Goodbye, Cyclones. Goodbye, Long Island Ducks. And then, of course, hello to all the snow removal companies and all of that stuff that comes in. But in the meantime, well, enough of winter. It'll turn partly sunny today. It'll be a better day. Low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, low 50s. And partly cloudy for Thursday, 75 to 80. Sunny Friday, 75 to 80. Here comes the Columbus Day weekend. Cloudy Saturday, mid-60s. There could be a little bit of drizzle coming in late Saturday. I would think maybe some mist or drizzle on Sunday, and then partly sunny on Monday, Columbus Day.
Well, we have some stuff going on this weekend, especially in Salisbury, where on Sunday, I do believe it's the Brewski Fest. That is held rain or shine. And then there's also a sale that goes on the lawn in front of the White Hart this weekend, and in front of now that's a yearly sale. But well, it doesn't look like anything has a chance of being rained out. Just some nuisance rain, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I don't see anything of significance, so that's a good thing. I mean, for us, me personally, up at the lake shooting the movie Saturday is the exterior scene on a deck near the lake. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, because even if it doesn't rain, it's cloudy. I mean,
yeah,
the whole purpose of the scene is to, you know, to see the beauty. So may have to do that indoors. We will have to see how that takes shape. It's Wednesday. Things could still change. But anyhow, I went to my doctor yesterday because he asked me to come in so he could review my blood work. And I don't get this, but, you know, I trust him a lot. So I guess I have to go by his theories. But my total cholesterol was 140. How's that sound to you?
It sounds a little high.
I thought 200 was the average.
It all depends what type of cholesterol it is also. There's different types of cholesterol. There's good cholesterol and bad.
Yeah, well, this is the bad.
So then you're where was it last time it was checked?
I don't remember.
Well, I'd say then you know, it sounds fine to me. I mean, I've at times in my life had my cholesterol over 200.
Yeah, he wants to put me on a pill. He said he is doing it strictly to keep me safe, and he is sending me for A, I know you probably know about this, coronary artery calcification, something score.
Yeah.
He said it's a very easy test. You know, you just lay down. They put you into, you know, it's a CAT scan, so your head's out, your feet are out. It's just your chest. He said you take a deep breath and you're done. He said it will measure the plaque that's in the arteries of the heart. He said, and it relates it to your gender and age, the chart. He said, and it's anywhere from zero to as up as much as 2,000. He said, and nobody takes the test that comes out with a zero, because everybody has some plaque in the artery walls. So I have to go for that in 2 weeks.
All right.
He said he's doing it again because of my parents. He said it is very, very important that we keep you safe and make sure everything is on track. He said, other than that, Pat, I said, yeah. Yeah, other than that, he says, all your blood work was just fine. I said, well, great. So he said, yeah, I have no other problems with anything else. So that's the end of that, Marshall. Another chapter closed.
Another chapter in the book of life.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
All right, so yesterday, I watched a movie for the first time in a long time. And the movie is a new movie. It's called Free Guy. and I don't know if you've heard about it. It stars a guy who I really like because he always plays these characters that have a touch of humor, okay? Ryan Reynolds. And this movie is about a guy who's a bank teller. But he's actually a bank teller in a video game that has been conceived by somebody. And I won't tell you any more, but Pat, you'll enjoy it.
Really?
You'll enjoy it because there's a lot of special effects. And once you get the gist of the movie, which will be about, it'll take you about 25 or 30 minutes once you're into it, and you get the gist of the movie.
Okay.
It really is a fun movie to watch. There's, like I said, really great special effects. It's humorous. It's got some humor in it as well.
And it's called Free Guy.
Free Guy. It just came out this year. It's got ratings of 8 out of 10.
Well, 8 out of 10.
Yeah. But there's other movies that are out there that I really want to see. The Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the Marvel movie. I want to see that. I haven't seen that yet. I will. I'm not going to watch Candyman. No, I don't need Candyman.
I started watching, this was, I think it was late last week. I started watching Black Widow. And when I felt myself dozing off, I stopped it because it looked pretty interesting, but I really don't know anything about it. But that's like one of your things, right? Isn't that part of Marvel? Comics or something like that?
I don't know. I'd have to see. It might be. I have no desire to see the Addams Family too. I'm not a big.
I didn't even know they have one.
Yeah, it's coming out on the movies. Addams Family too.
Oh,
okay. It's done once again digitally. I mean, a lot of great actors in it, but it's just their voices.
I got you. Okay.
I do want to see Jungle Cruise. I haven't watched that yet.
I watched it.
And I want to watch Cry Macho, the one with Clint Eastwood, his newest movie. You'll like the movie. You'll like this movie. It's an enjoyable movie because you like action movies and you like things like that. You'll like the movie. It's not, like I said, it's not going to win any Academy Awards, but it's with Ryan Reynolds. He's a fun guy to watch.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
On a 1 to 10 base, I give it a 5.
All right. Was it fun, though?
No.
All right. Well, maybe I won't watch it then.
It's
got to be some fun in the movie for me. Got to be some fun.
Yeah, I hear you, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't want anything that there's a movie I watched just part of last night about a little girl growing up in the rodeo, and she never knew her dad. That, to me, it was just so morbid.
Well,
it was like, this is. The girl is cute and the whole bit, but, it's more sadness. I mean, it's the last thing we need right now. We need, like you said, we need to laugh. We need to, keep us on the up and up. Although, from what I hear, the positivity rate across the area has been steadily dropping.
Yeah, it had to happen sooner or later. It happened in France and other countries. The variant starts to lose its grip. I'm just so tired of the whole thing. I really
am. Yeah, nobody even went. Yeah, I know.
We
just be done with it?
It was finally yesterday. I finalized. My sister passed away, of course, over the course of the wintertime, and there were no funerals or anything like that. So finally, we've set a date coming up on, I think it's Sunday, November 14th. We're going to, at the Interlake, and have a little get-together for people in between 4 and 6, where people who knew Milan can just stop by and remember her. And we'll have some pictures up, and we'll have some light food and stuff like that. But look at it. We're in October, and she passed away in the middle of the winter. So I guess you add all that up. And then a good friend of mine who moved away, she was walking past some flowers the other day. Her and her husband weren't feeling well, okay? She was walking by a bush that's always fragrant, and she couldn't smell it. So they both went in and got COVID tests.
that had COVID.
They both had to go to the hospital. Her husband died. She just made it through. She just made it through. So you throw that in, and you throw the thing, like I remember with my sister and my son, and I just, you know what, I'll reiterate, I'm just going to do what I do, which is wear my mask when I'm around people I don't know and not wear it where I'm around people that I do know that I've been. But I'm just, you know, it really, I have to say, it's really gotten to me now. It just, you know.
Did that couple, were they vaccinated?
I don't know. I would tend to think not, but that, then again, who knows? Who knows?
Right.
But it was just a shock. I mean, for something like that to happen in a moment, you know, their lives changed in a simple moment.
Right.
So, well, anyways, so that's the depressing news to end the forecast this morning.
Yeah, unfortunately. But everybody be safe.
Yep.
And, you know, when the sun comes out, enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to, because is it going to be out for the rest of the week?
Should be a decent end of the week.
All right. Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.